There is often a good correspondence between an upper tropospheric potential vorticity anomaly and dry features seen on GOES water vapor imagery. In the example shown here, NAM-4D model fields depicted a potential vorticity anomaly at the base of an upper level low that was moving southeastward across northern Alaska. The dynamic tropopause was brought down to the 600 hectopascal pressure level in the vicinity of the potential vorticity anomaly near the northwest coast of Alaska, where dry air was also indicated in the water vapor imagery. This system produced several inches of snow over parts of the Brooks Range in northern Alaska on the first full day of summer in 2016.